You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was Facebook buddies with Lee. I never got to meet him, but Lee Marshall was the voice of Tony the Tiger, right? The, you know, the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, they're great. I mean, I can't do it, obviously, as good as he did, but unfortunately, we lose Lee Marshall. From what we understand, he died actually last month in a Santa Monica hospital of esophageal cancer. He was only 64, although some sources list his age as 67. He had been pitching Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and was, well known for years. He actually was in multiple different, TV venues and commercials, etc. And he got his start back in the 50s. And I think when you hear of these icons, a lot of people didn't know that was Lee Marshall, you know, but they know they're great. And what's amazing about him is he really wasn't like, look, I'm that guy, you know. I mean, I think it really takes a special person to be able to put something out there that becomes famous, but they aren't the ones that get the fame. You know, now, there are a lot of people out there that are like that, and I really commend you, and I thank you, because you guys are the ones behind the Dr. Dahlia Show, right? I'm the one that gets credit for the show, okay? But I never take blame. If the ratings go bad, everybody else behind me, right, working the dials, like poor Tom, you know, gets blame when I'm really the one to get the blame. But it's really, really got to be hard because I thrive on competition, and I thrive on being in the race and being visually in the race. You know, it's not that I want the attention or the publicity. Believe it or not, I'm a lot more of a private person than you think. You know, there's a lot of things I don't like to do because I don't want to be in the public eye. I really, really like privacy a lot more. But I admire somebody who could be so famous for that and so iconic and not be a, that was me type of thing. So pretty cool. So unfortunately, Lee Marshall has left us. May he rest in peace. Esophageal cancer, not something to mess with, people. Esophageal cancer, it scares a lot of us because by the time it's diagnosed, it's a lot of times too late. We've talked about esophageal cancer and its link to esophageal reflux disease. Many of us have heartburn. I never had heartburn. Here I am in my 40s, and all of a sudden, I'm finding I'm reaching for the Tums, reaching for the Rolaid, and it's stupid things giving me the heartburn. You know, I eat my kids' gummy bites. These little gummy vitamins, I can't eat gummy bites. They give me heartburn now, horrible heartburn at night. Why? Because of some, I don't know, synthetic jelly-like, whatever the hell gummy bears are made of. I've been afraid to try gummy bears or gummy worms, but my guess is they would do the same. So I can't eat gummy bites now because of heartburn. You know, it's not that I'm sitting there eating spicy food. I don't eat spicy food, and I don't eat heavy fattening food either. I really don't, you know, and I don't really eat big, big meals. I like to nibble throughout the day, but there could be something, and damn, and that acid, it burns, and we talked about what happens. You got that lower esophageal sphincter connecting the esophagus to the stomach. If that weakens, acid from the stomach comes up, starts to change the lining of the esophagus that was never designed to handle acid. Your stomach lining was designed to handle acid. Sometimes it can't handle it too well, and you could get an ulcer, but it handles it a hell of a lot better than the esophagus. The esophagus gets the acid, and then all of a sudden that could change. There's also other types of esophageal cancers, more rare, that you could get higher up, etc. But lower esophageal cancer most of the time comes from your having reflux disease. So for those of you having heartburn, I beg you and urge you not to blow it off. That is some very, very serious, serious stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I know some of you are like, I don't want to get a scan. You know, don't make me get a scan. And, you know, here's the thing. Can I just tell you how easy the esophageal scan is, the upper endoscopy scan is? It's not that bad. Yeah, you're not supposed to eat. It's not as bad as a colonic prep, but you guys should be getting your colonoscopies anyway. But anyway, you know, you go, yeah, they have to put you to sleep, but they go in, they take a look. Now, my husband was awake. A long time ago, they would have you awake, and he just kept gagging and all that, and they just couldn't do it. I don't understand why they didn't give him something to sleep. They kind of gave him something to relax him, and they had him awake the whole time. I wouldn't recommend that because you're just sitting there gagging when it's in there, because that's a natural reflex. You've got the smooth muscle, etc. But, you know, you're asleep, they go down, they take a look, they examine the tissue. If there's anything that looks funny, they take a small biopsy, they go into the stomach, they take a look around at the stomach also. It has to be empty. There can't be any food in there. They take a look if there's an area that, again, you know, they'll take a little sample. When they do take a sample, they look for cancer. They look for H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacteria that can lead to gastric cancer. Then they go down and they look into the upper part of the intestine. Take a look around. If they need to do any biopsies, they do that. And then they pull it right back up. Then they wake you up, and then you, you know, pay your $150 or your $200 or your $2,000, and you're done. Piece of cake. Easy squeezy. Those are things that need to get done. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, I've been told that I need to be on my antacids all the time so I don't get esophageal cancer. All right, so there's this little dichotomy here, okay? You're being told that these medicines protect you from getting esophageal cancer. Yet, as a doctor, I want to know that you're taking it year long. If you're on these medicines year long, there's something else going on here, okay? And then what the hell is it? Why is your acid so bad? Do we have to elevate the bed and have your bed elevated at least 45 degrees so you don't have the acid coming up in your sleep? A lot of you guys that have a chronic cough where you keep on, it's because of acid. I had a sore throat. I just didn't understand. The sore throat would not go away. He said it was acid. That must have been coming up in my sleep. I'm like, no. He said, are you drinking water before you go to bed? Yeah. He said, stop it. So he told me to stop drinking water before I went to bed, and the sore throat stopped. Crazy stuff, crazy. You know, I love being schooled by another doctor, you know, when I'm a doctor. And then I'm like, really? I've been telling everybody to drink. I have kidney stones. Of course I'm going to be drinking water. Nope, it made my reflux worse. So if you always reach for the antacids, I want you talking to your doctor, medical provider. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this is something I don't know if I could answer, all right? I had received an email a few days ago on there's a gentleman whose son likes to wear girls' clothing, okay? He wants to, you know, wear dresses. Okay, that's what he prefers to. And he puts on his sister's dresses, and he likes to wear them. What should he do? You know, first of all, let me just say, it is very, very normal for toddlers to want to wear other kids' clothes. Okay? Remember, toys that are very sparkly, that are very frilly, that have a lot of bits to it, etc., crinkles. Like, you know how some skirts are kind of crinkly, okay? That attracts both sides. And so if the boy, let's say, wants to put that on because big sister does, okay, let him do it in the house. I mean, I probably wouldn't send him to school in a dress, okay, but let him put it on, see what it's like to be in the tutu, etc., okay, because I'm going to tell you right now, the average boy does try on his sister's stuff, and the average boy does wear mom's shoes, mom's dress, etc., okay? I mean, my boys One of them did once, you know, got it out of his system going, I don't like this, this is weird, got out. The other one, oh, he still likes to do, he's like, oh, Mom, can I put your wig on? Mom, you know, he just loves, you know, he does it, he gets everybody to giggle, you know, then he acts like me. But it's a very, very common thing, okay? The boys are going to want to, so don't, everybody kind of freaks out when a boy puts on girls' clothing, okay? You know, just stop for a second. Okay, I mean, you know, we gotta relax about these situations. Okay, so he puts on the clothes. See, number one, they get out of their system. Now, what could be going on if he wants to put on big sister's or little sister's clothes? Well, the other thing that could be going on is an attention thing. Okay? That used to happen with me. Alright? My grandma would make me a dress. And whether anybody liked the dress or not, you had to make grandma feel good. So it was like, oh, what a cute dress. Oh, she looks adorable in it, like a little princess. Now, what do we do with our boys? Straighten your hat, tuck in your shirt. Oh, you look handsome. Okay, a little boy doesn't want to be told he looks handsome. So if he's trying to vie for attention, and all the attention is going to the skirt wearers, okay, he may want that attention. Remember, a lot of things kids do, good, bad, whatever, is for the attention, okay? They just want some sort of attention. I know that's kind of a tough concept because, you know, my mom used to say that my brother would act up because he wanted attention, and I didn't understand that because the attention he got would be a belt. I mean, I was like, if I was him, I would be laying low. What the hell? But then again, he had to follow me. We had my older sister. I tried to compete with my older sister, you know, and then here's me, and I was trying to be running around doing twirls and my tutu and try to get everybody to notice me and good grades, and here's my brother. My brother, you know, continually got forgotten. Now, little did I know that he was actually the favorite of the family, but, you know, and they let him know, okay, and I think he still is the favorite, okay, but that's okay, that's okay, that's just what happens, no big deal, I'm good with that, but, you know, so he would act up. And he would act up in a court, you know, and then, of course, he'd get in trouble. And, you know, the trouble would be, you know, the very easy to take. And so, you know, he never put on a dress. I don't think I ever caught him wearing my clothes or anything like that. But he just wasn't into that. But it is, it's very, very common. Now, what if you think, what if they have the conversation where they want to wear a dress to school? Well, it could be the exact same conversation you have with your daughter. You know, my mom and dad never let me wear skirts to school. And the reason why is I would run around like a boy. I would run around doing flips, hanging from monkey bars. And they're like, this girl is going to be showing her titties to everybody. This is ridiculous. No, you're going to be wearing some pants. And so my parents were just, it was like, you know, no, you're going to be wearing shorts or pants. Well, actually, shorts. They wouldn't let me wear shorts. They thought shorts meant I would be a hoochie mama girl. So I always had to have my legs covered, which was really, really kind of hard to do, you know, growing up in Phoenix, Arizona in the heat. But no, we weren't allowed to wear shorts, and they rarely let me wear skirts until I was starting to get older. So parents, if you are having a conversation with the child about, you know, wearing big frilly dresses to school, nobody's really supposed to be wearing big frilly dresses to school. Say no, you have to wear certain clothes to school. There's an element of decorum that boys and girls have, and girls and boys are not supposed to be in princess dresses or ballroom dresses. You have to have the same conversation with your daughter. Now, let's move on to the subject that's a little bit more delicate. The child wants to be in girl clothes all the time, and he wants to go to school in girl clothes. This is where I would probably, of course, this starts to get beyond my scope, and this is where I would probably get a psychologist involved, because we do have many people that want to be in, that don't want to be in the body they're in, or they don't want to deal with the society pressures that they have. Now, my kids go to a school where it's all uniform. Okay, so it's all uniform. The girls could wear skirts, but it's usually shorts and pants, etc. So some of the kids that do not want to dress the typical gender dress, they do seem to adorn it a certain way. And if he wants to do that and add something to his outfit that makes him feel unique and makes him, I guess, feel more comfortable with what he's wearing, that's okay. Okay, I wouldn't put him in a dress in school. I would not. Okay, and you could say, look, I'm concerned that you'll get teased. I'm concerned, but is there something you want to add to your outfit? Do you want to add a belt? Do you want to add a watch? What do you want to add to your outfit? Okay, because remember, why is it such a big deal for these kids to wear what they want to wear at school? Some of you are like, well, just let them wear whatever they want to do at the house, but they have to dress up a certain way when they go to school. Well, because remember, this is their identity. This is where they are establishing their identity. It is very, very important for them not to hide who they are, especially that's what we're teaching them. We don't want kids faking it. True, there are dress codes at work when you're an adult. I can't be wearing halter tops at work, right? I can't be wearing Daisy Dukes. I have to dress a dress code, which is why you definitely want to teach your kids about dress code in school. But if he has something that he wants to express in terms of identity, or she does, all right, this is the age where you don't want to psychologically suppress them and force them to be somebody they're not. You also want to protect them from bullying, etc. So I would definitely get a child psychologist involved to find out what is the best way to allow them to express their identity. Maybe they only think the way they could express it is school clothes. But maybe what they really want is to be in drama. Or they want to be in chorus, and dad's making them play football. They don't want to play football. They really want to do more of the arts, and it's the energy is kind of the steam is coming out of, well, then my dress. Find out what they want. Find out what they want to let them do that. They may not really care about where, I mean, I wear pants. I mean, you know, having a kid who wants to wear, a boy who wants to wear a dress, making them wear pants isn't bad. It's not suppressing who they want to be. But you got to find out deeper what the hell it is. If they really don't want to be in sports and they want to be more in arts, let's say, and I'm not stereotyping, I'm just coming up with an example, okay, then let them do it. You know, makeup. What about the idea of your boy wanting to wear makeup? Well, I don't think girls should be wearing makeup like they should. In my household, if I had any girls, it'd probably be a no makeup rule unless I was the one that got to apply it. And I know a lot of you guys are laughing because you've seen the way I apply makeup. But I know how to apply makeup on other people. I just can't apply makeup to myself. You know, that's easy. Why are you going to school with makeup? No makeup rule. All right, but why is it? Why do you want to wear makeup? Do you like the feel of lipstick? Well, my lips are dry. Then do you want chapstick? You know, well, I like the taste. Well, then fine. We'll get you cherry flavored chapstick. Okay, that's good. You see what I mean? You need to talk to your kids and find out what it is. It isn't all about wearing other clothing. Now, you'll have some kids that'll actually not stand the cotton that they're wearing, and they think mommy's underwear is softer. Women's underwear is softer. It's impractical, but it is softer. Kids may want silky stuff. Well, then they could have like a little sheet in their bed that's silky. So they get, but they don't have to be with silk all day long. You see, find out what it is they want and make sure you are addressing the true situation of what it is. And then if you do have a child with gender identity, I don't want to say disorder, but gender identity issues where they may want to, you know, live a life of the opposite gender, make sure you have child psychology involved so this is done right. So you don't psychologically damage your kid. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. School me on if this is prostitution or not. We have another woman offering off her virginity for a quote-unquote unique financial opportunity. This is being reported by Meditate.com. There's a woman going by the name Elizabeth Rain, and she has made the decision to auction off her virginity online this week. She set up a site where people could bid to claim her virginity, and the auction closed with the winning bid coming in at $800,000. Somebody has $800,000 to bid on that. Don't you think they have something else they could do with their... Some people have just too much money to spend. On the site, Miss quote-unquote Rain explained why she would attempt to do something like this. She listed a few reasons why she's still a virgin before saying she is ready to auction it off. She says, my primary motivation remains financial, and I can't insult you by pretending otherwise. I have never viewed myself to be a materialistic person, or at least no more that is natural, but the potential sums involved are too large to be dismissed. Now, okay, I can understand, but in the past, a couple of these women were doing it for some sort of a charity. I'm not sure what charity would want that sort of fundraising. I mean, I'm fundraising right now for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. The last thing I would probably think the charity would want is me to be auctioning off any sort of sexual favors. I think that would put the charity into a bad light, and I would probably have to end up giving the money back because many of you would not like what you bid on. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, and then I guess there was one woman trying to pay for her mother's medical expenses. So it was for her mother. I think this woman is American. How do you auction off sex or your virginity and it being legal? I mean, unless certain states that allow legal prostitution. I have no idea. So if this is legal, where you could now go online and auction yourself off for sex, all right, and then not tell anybody where the money's going, to me, that's the same as prostitution. That, I don't get it. I just don't get it. All right. And, you know, the average person, why would they save their virginity? The average person would save their virginity, right, to wait till they're married or they're pretty religious. You know, when I was a virgin, I don't think anybody would still pay money for it. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I mean, you think anybody taught me what to do? You know, when I talked to my mom and dad about the birds and the bees, they said, no, you don't have sex until you're married. You know, and then you know, you sew your knees together. If you want to know, you know, about sex, go to your doctor and have him sew your knees together. I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense. How does that teach me about sex? Sewing my knees together. So I would think a virgin would not be very, very good. But I guess in some cultures, a virgin is really, really exciting. I don't know. $800,000. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hospitals are performing too many unnecessary C-sections. That is a horrible headline. It makes it sound like we're just cutting women's bellies open left and right. Apparently, Consumer Reports found that C-section rates vary greatly from hospital to hospital, which has raised concerns that doctors are performing too many unnecessary procedures. See how they look at things now is if something is done at one hospital more or less than another, then somebody's in the wrong. Now, I, being a doctor, can tell you hospitals are different. Every hospital is different, and it differs by the doctors that are going there. So if you belong to one hospital and you lost a baby to somebody and lost a mom to somebody having uterine rupture, you're going to be more likely to recommend C-section, and so then you'll probably be doing more C-sections. And if that's a hospital, you go to the hospital, it'll look like they have more C-sections. Okay? It doesn't mean somebody is doing something wrong. It just means this could be preference. They say nearly 55% of pregnant women expecting a low-risk delivery, meaning the mom has never had a C-section, won't deliver prematurely, and is only carrying one baby who is in the correct position, had C-sections at L.A. Community Hospital. However, the rate of C-sections for low-risk deliveries at California Hospital was 15%. Okay, so they're saying a lot of women that didn't need to have a C-section did. Now, can I just say, you can't look at a piece of paper and decide, okay, if a C-section was done inappropriately or not. Number one, if the mom wants a C-section, okay, if this is something she prefers, most likely it's going to get done. Because if a doctor doesn't do what she requests, something goes wrong, she sues. So a lot of times what patients want ends up dictating what happens. Number two, I was supposedly low risk. Baby was supposed to come out, decides not to come out. They started prepping the room for C-section. Now, luckily, the baby came out. They were going to use the forceps, then the vacuum, etc. Baby luckily came out. But they were getting ready to C-section me. Okay, so I would have been another C-section statistic. Technically, a first-time mom, low risk. No. You know, you sometimes don't know the risk till the very last minute. I can't tell you how many low-risk moms we ended up having to take to C-section. So I really hope non-medical professionals aren't the ones perpetuating wrong information out there. All right. Denver Health Medical Center had the lowest C-section rate at 8%. Consumer Reports examined data from more than 1,500 hospitals in 22 states. They looked at births that took place during a two-year period between 2009 and 2012, depending on the state, scored them for the rate of low-risk deliveries and C-sections. Consumer Reports, and I'm a fan of Consumer Reports. I love reading Consumer Reports. I am a fan. But again, you got to remember there's so many other factors involved. They said 66% of the hospitals earned the low or second lowest score. For C-section rates, 12% earned the top two scores. Now, what about the idea of location? Okay? You have a lot of people that cannot get to the hospital in time. And you have a lot of people that freak out about giving birth in their car or something happening to the baby. So you may have some of them, depending on where they live, wanting to plan it. Okay, I mean, there's so many other factors. Where's the hospital? What does insurance cover? What's the situation like in their house? Okay, you know, sometimes with moms, they really don't have the support in the house. So they want to stay in the hospital. And getting to be there for a few days, and I'm not saying anybody would willingly go and get a C-section for that reason, but being able to have the baby in the hospital, you being in the hospital, sometimes makes people feel better than thinking that they're going to be getting kicked out of the hospital 12 to 15 hours later. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say the procedures of C-sections have skyrocketed by 500%, according to Consumer Reports. They say a lot of people like the scheduling. It's more convenient for doctors, moms to be, etc. Now, let's stop at that. That's an interesting point. What about doctor convenience? Okay, how much is doctor convenience being, how much of that is an issue? I mean, it could be. A lot of doctors are leaving their practices. And this idea that you need to spend the night in the hospital for a woman that's taken forever in labor, and then make, you know, usually when you're on call, you're on call. And, I used to just not sleep. I would just stay awake. But, a lot of doctors may be now changing their practice, saying, look, I'll be your OB. Okay, but, you know, we're going to probably induce. We're going to have to kind of manipulate this because, you know, I'm not going to be sitting around in the middle of the night. That's a very, very selfish way to look at it. A lot of doctors don't do that, but I'm wondering if that could be going on right now. You know, and they're like, look, you know, do you want this planned? I don't think a C-section should be used in terms of convenience. Okay, I think that's wrong, and most doctors wouldn't do that. You have to usually validate why you're going to be doing a C-section, so you really can't do it for that. You know, however, you have some people where they're just going to labor and labor and labor and labor, and they aren't telling us if these C-sections are planned, where it's like, okay, yeah, we're just going to take you in and just C-section you. You know, if it ends up moving to C-section, that's a whole different story. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device?
device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Okay, so reports are showing, from a political perspective, that Obamacare is probably really killing the Democrats this next midterm coming up. And I don't want to say they're killing the Democrats. I think it's a lot less dramatic than these media reports are saying. But I think we do have public opinion that Obamacare completely blows. Okay, that's fine. According to one of the latest, reports from Pew Research, all right, they say that the Democratic Party is harmed by an uneven economy recovery and a continuing unpopular health care law named the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare. See, now even other media outlets are just calling it Obamacare. It's getting too hard to say Affordable Health Care Act, especially when you're giggling in the process. They say, additionally, they say the party's leader, President Barack Obama, has struck new lows in his approval rating. At the same time, his approval rating has dropped now to 41%, which means, you know, Republicans would possibly have a 50-some percent lead, and then there's always independent, et cetera. Now, what does this mean for you and I? Well, I'm kind of sick of politics. I think I got sick of politics after the last election, the last two elections. But, you know, is there an opportunity for us to do something? I mean, what should be our next move? Okay, now, I've been going to a couple of the little political rallies, and I'm seeing what everybody's, you know, what everybody's saying, like, oh, we're going to repeal Obamacare, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and I'm not seeing a lot of practical suggestions, okay? Now, I'm not saying I want Obamacare to still exist by any means, no way, but I don't want to just hear talking points. I don't want to hear the same thing over and over again, okay? I think we've learned that government and real life are completely miles away, and they're not synonymous or synchronous by any means. So these people need money. They want to get into power. They're going to say they're going to make a difference. And we believe them, and I think a lot of them are speaking the truth. I think they really, really want to. Then all of a sudden they get there. They make their vote. They realize that their vote either helps or it doesn't help. And then they realize they need money to still stay in office. And then people that give them the money give them their opinion, so then they have to help and vote that opinion. And the whole idea of politics to me is just a bunch of bull crap. So now we're hearing, okay, with the midterms, we may be able to get more Republicans in. Okay, well, that may be a good thing, because most Republicans agree that Obamacare is stupid. Many Republicans are very economy savvy. We usually seem to have better economies during Republican administration years, not so much Republican congressional years, majority years, but Republican, you know, president years. So what should then we be doing? Now, you know, you do have some power, because these people that want to get voted, they want to, you know, they want to get into office, and they want you to be donating. Okay, so, you know, they will listen. I am noticing that we are getting a lot of listening, which is nice. And some of them, they even do listen after the election. But what should we be telling them to do? The idea of quote-unquote repeal Obamacare, that's not going to work. You need to give them practical suggestions, because already the damage is done, the ship has sailed. So maybe say, look, can we get rid of the employer mandate? Just get rid of the employer. You don't have to start tackling on Obamacare, okay? You're going to be a freshman congressman. Don't worry about that. Just, can you just at least get rid of this aspect? Get rid of this aspect. Bring up a bill that gets rid of this and that. Give them baby steps. Explain to them. Teach them. These politicians are not economists. These politicians many times are not doctors. These politicians are not statisticians. They don't know how to fix the economy. The only thing they know how to do is fundraise, get votes, make a speech, run a campaign, and then get into Congress. Many of them, they don't even read the bill. Now, I'm not trying to underestimate. I'm sure that a lot of congressmen and senators out there grow into their position and actually do sit there and try to read the bill. And maybe some of them have legal training and can actually understand the bill. And maybe some of them really, really, really do their job. But politicians are people. And so, you know, them trying to garner votes and get a majority and all that, that's kind of what their thing is. That's what you're hiring them to do. Okay, so if you tell them, well, what you need to do is you need to do this with the economy, you know, they may be like, okay, yeah, yeah, but I don't, you know. What you should be doing is you should be telling them that they need to be acquiring a team, and the team should have an economist. It should have maybe a physician or a physical therapist or a nurse or somebody that could talk to them about health care. Okay? I mean, they should be comprising a team that teaches them what they don't. And then what they need to do is group up. Now, one thing that the freshman Republicans did, which was very, very interesting, is they did group up. You know, before, when they first got into Congress, guys 4 years ago, they did decide, look, we're going to group together. We're going to, you know, come in, be on the same page. Now, remember, you do want diversity. You want a lot of diversity because you don't want this being, you know, some fascist regime. So you do want diversity. But school each other. Figure out what the hell you guys are doing. But just going in there saying you're going to repeal Obamacare, we're going to fail. I mean, you got some big fish to fry. How are you going to create jobs? Okay, well, we're going to lower taxes. Okay, well, don't just say lowering taxes. Name the tax you're going to cut. Give us specifics. I want to cut this tax. I'm going to introduce a bill to cut this tax. Teach us, because all we see from our end with politics is you guys getting to wear suits, eating decent food, getting to fly back and forth, shaking hands, smiling on CNN. So we don't really understand. We know there's bills. We know you guys are there. We know you work hard. They're working hard, but we just don't understand. Okay, tell us exactly what you're doing. Okay, this first week I want to do this. You know, something that was very, very interesting with Mitt Romney is he said, the first day in office I'm going to do this. He gave a visual. And for any of you guys running for office that's listening to my show, give a visual. For funsies, show a poster of what you want to do within the first month. Okay, show the calendar. I'm going to be devising this, I'm going to be devising this, and I'm going to be devising this. We are getting to work. You're going to hire me. This is what we're going to do, and we are hiring them. True, we can't fire them so easily, which is why we don't really see the benefit of saying that we hired them. But, you know, they should account for what they're going to do. I mean, when I hire a new staff person, I'm like, look, we got to get this done. What is your plan to get this done? Well, I would probably, within my first week, number one, establish connections. I would probably, you know, review the referral log and make sure that the this was done. I'm going to probably go through these accounts, whatever. What is your plan? You know, because we don't want you just sitting there kind of roaming the offices going, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's nice. We want to know that you are working and you're working fast. People don't have jobs. Money stinks. We can't pay our bills. Okay? Again, I recommend to all of you still downsize. Do what you can. Housing market has gone up, but then in my area where I live, we heard it went down a little bit again. If you could sell and downsize, do what you can, because this is, it's going to be a rough ride. And, you know, the fact that we have a lower Obama approval rating doesn't really help anybody right now. It's actually kind of embarrassing because, you know, it shows other countries that a lot of us think our president, you know, doesn't know what the hell they're doing, and we don't like what the president did. So don't be excited about seeing low approval ratings, okay? Would that possibly help the midterm elections? Yes, but there's still no reason to be, you know, doing a dance. I mean, we thought that you know, the Romney campaign would do better than it did, and it didn't. Okay, we don't understand politics enough. I just don't think we do, and I'm not just speaking for myself, because we've seen people win who shouldn't have won. And I think there's just things in play that we just don't understand that happen. And, you know, and a lot of people, they just don't vote. Okay? I mean, there are so many people sick of politics. They are sick, absolutely sick of government right now. You need to give them a reason to get up and vote. Okay? And involve them too. Say, look, this is what I'm going to do. You know, some of you come down and help me. 1-877-DOC-FALLY. Don't go away.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.